Hello.
Hi there. So it's Elliot returning the call from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? You okay?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking. So, yeah, obviously, it is in regards to the Scottish redress claim. We'll be as quick as I can for you. Do just basically need to confirm a few details, take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting this claim process for you, okay?
Yep.
So, yeah, perfect. Just to confirm, I've got your name as Richard Garry.
Correct.
Yeah, would you have been known by any other names, any nicknames, anything like that when you were younger?
No.
No, perfect. Best email address I've got is richard@adampurvis.com.
That's correct.
Yeah, and can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
Yeah, 44 Tango Delta 12 Quebec Hotel.
Perfect, Kingfisher Grove, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, and can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
18th of March, 1968.
Yeah, thank you. So, what age was you when you was placed into care?
I'd be about 12, 13.
About 12, 13 years old, Jane. Do you know the reason why you was placed into care?
I was classed as a wayward child. I was, I'd been adopted from an early age and I just couldn't settle in the life very well.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I bet it would have been difficult as a kid as well, with you being adopted and things like that. Yeah, no worries. Sorry to say that. And then, like I say, you're just struggling, so they ended up putting you into care. Where was it that you first went?
I first went to Lendrick Muir School.
Lendrick Muir School. And what area is that?
That's in Kinross, Scotland.
Kinross, yeah. And how long was you there for, roughly?
I was there probably about 9 months to a year. I kept absconding.
Yeah. Anyways, about 9 to 12 months. And then you moved on. Where did you go then?
I moved to the put me into a secure unit in Edinburgh, Edinburgh Assessment Centre.
Is that what it was called, Edinburgh Assessment Centre?
It was Assessment Centre, yep. Yeah, the Children's Assessment Centre, yep, secure unit.
Yeah. And how long was you there for, roughly?
Probably about 3 months. It was, as it says, an assessment unit, see what they could do with me.
And then move you on somewhere else?
Yeah, I moved on to St. Catherine's next door. That was a children's home.
And that was Edinburgh as well?
That was Edinburgh, yep.
St. Catherine's Children's Home?
Correct.
And how long was you there for, roughly?
Probably about a year. Then I got integrated back into high school.
Yeah. So then did you go to a school after that, then, did you?
Yeah, I went to a mainstream school after that, yeah.
Oh, perfect. No worries. So then you was about a year there.
Yeah.
St. Catherine's. And then the school afterwards wasn't like in care or anything like that?
No, that was mainstream. That was backstay with my adopted parents, yep.
Well, perfect. No worries. So, can you just confirm then, obviously your parents' names when you went into care, I assume if you was already adopted, then it'd be your adopted parents' names?
It was, yeah. It was Margaret and David Garry.
Garry.
Yep.
And was there any other siblings that went into care with you at the time, or was it just yourself?
No, just myself.
No worries. And do you remember your address prior to going into care with them?
I think it'd be 111 Brunswick Street, Edinburgh.
Yeah. No worries. And that was 111 Brunswick Street.
Correct. And then I moved, when I was probably still in care, to 7 Hillside Street in Edinburgh. That'd be the two addresses that I've frequented.
And that's 7 Hillside Street, Edinburgh.
That's correct. That was my second address. Yeah.
No worries. I'll put them both down just because, like I say, there's a chance that... You know, we can find one and not the other. It just means we can locate it a little bit easier. So yeah, I don't need to go into too much detail, but can you just confirm a little bit about the abuse that you did experience then? So we'll start with obviously Lendrick Muir. Was everything okay there, or did you experience?
Nope, it was physical abuse, very, very violent. You were if you didn't do what you're told, you were gathered as a group, you're taken to the gym hall, you were stripped, and you had to run round 2-3 in the morning. They threw medicine balls at you, they hit you with hockey clubs, cricket bats.
That's awful.
It's horrendous, mate, to say the least, yeah. But it became the norm, unfortunately. There's a staff member there, I can only remember his name off, Mike. You were encouraged to go up to Mike's house. He would ply you alcohol and cigarettes. Now, I cannot hand in heart and say that I was abused in any way, but I would wake up in the morning not knowing what happened to me the night before.
I mean, to be honest, that alone is abuse anyway, just with what you're saying. I know, like, so you don't know for definite what happened, but so you were young and things like that.
And the staff allowed it to happen. They knew that Mike stayed on the grounds in the school, and they had a house there, and regular there were trips up.
And obviously, like, so you'd wake up not knowing what happened.
I've not got a clue. And to be honest, I've never thought about what had happened, because I didn't want to think that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want to kind of know anyway either, would you?
No.
Of course, completely understandable. Is there anything else that you can think of from the time there?
At Lendrick, there was no control whatsoever. The senior management and the older staff dealt with the abuse regimes. There was no can try to get you sorted out and anything like that. Not at all. That's why I absconded every time I could. I used to abscond, and I used to have to hitchhike back to Edinburgh as a kind of a 12, 13-year-old child on motorways and stuff like that just to get away from it.
Yeah, no, of course. Like you say, it's terrible. And like you say, when you get put in there for something, you know, what was the reason that you was... Because you was...
I was just not doing what I was... I was told up in the children's panel, I was stealing at his shops and... The things that now can you expect your children to do or to go through, you know what I mean, to that extent.
That's the thing I was going to say that happens in this day and age. It's just like, well, he's just a normal kid, you know, he'll learn, he'll get a bit older and wiser. But back then it was like, no, we're going to shove you in this home. That's 10 times worse for you anyway. You would have been a lot better off staying exactly where you was than going into
absolutely.
A place like
that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it's absolutely ridiculous, some of the stuff that you wear, you know. So, like, say, sometimes somebody will wipe a day off school, and next thing you know, they put in a place like this, having God knows what happened to them.
I know, mate. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible, honestly. So, like I said, I have got enough there anyway for Lendrick. Like, I will kind of type it up into more words and things, but that's fine for now. And then, obviously, you was only at the Edinburgh Children's Assessment Centre for 3 months.
Because I kept absconding from Lendrick Muir, they took me back to a children's panel, and they thought, right, you're not going to abscond from here because you're locked in. So I got put in there.
Yeah.
Again, you were beaten there with belts if you didn't do what you were told. They've had a cell, that reclass it is. You would be locked in there, stripped naked, and everybody in the morning had peepholes, and everybody would line up in the morning, would look in, they'd see you lying there. If you didn't have covers, you'd be lying there naked. It's just disgusting. Absolutely vile way they treated you. There's certainly no sexual or nothing abuse in there that I can recall. I remember times you go down for your dinner and they'd look, they'd snigger, and I was told you're spitting in your food and stuff like that as well. It's just disgusting, absolutely vile. And there was no support, no nothing like that I can recall trying to kind of get you back into the hitting the right way, dealing with things.
Yeah, no, of course, that's understandable. And then after that you moved on to St. Catherine's.
And St. Catherine's, and that was about a year. And again, it was an open home, but again, it was a strict regime. You didn't do what you're told, you were belted. Now there was sexual abuse in there. A member of staff, and I can't for the life remember his name. He would touch you, think you were sleeping, he would touch you when you're sleeping. And that happened to 2 or 3 boys. I believe that he has been charged with that in the past. I did hear through the grapevine, but I never done nothing about that. I just let that lie. So I've moved on in life. I'm married, children. You know what I mean? I didn't want to bring up the past as such.
Yeah, absolutely. I think to go to court and things like that at the time. I know, obviously, it wouldn't go to court now, but at the time, you know, it was coming to light and he was getting convicted. Some people did have to go to through court and kind of relive it all again and things like that, which is just terrible as well, isn't it? Obviously, he was witness to other people being sexually abused as well. That's fine. Is there anything else that you can think of at St. Catherine's that you'd want me to make a note of?
Not really. I mean, they used to bribe you with your weekends home, you know what I mean? And they would stop you going home just if you didn't do as you were told and stuff like that. They were very, very strict. Very strict, but not just physically, and not just mentally strict, physically strict as well, I say, with the beatings. It's just become the norm, to be fair. Like, you know, I mean, you look back now, and what you went through then is just horrendous. People would be locked up for it now, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just disgusting.
No, absolutely, and do you know what? Some people as well, when we speak to them, they're like, I wasn't abused, I was absolutely fine, and you say, well, did this happen? They're like, yeah. Like, did this happen? You're like, well, yeah. And then after speaking to him, like, do you know what? I've never even realised. I just thought that was just normal growing up.
Yeah, and that's
like,
exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
People like that. Yeah.
And that's what I would
actually have to explain to him.
Mm-hmm. It is abuse. I mean, I used to discuss with my mum and stuff like that. She says, well, that's what happens when you... I love my doctor and mum to bits, you know what I mean? It's nothing derogative to them. But then that was accepted. That was the norm to try and get this unruly child back into line. You know what I mean? And it just it made me worse. I mean, I actually ended up in prison for a short period of time before I sorted my life out. And I'll tell you now, it was a result of being in care.
Yeah. And just to confirm, I do just need to ask, how long did you spend in prison at the time?
It was just a couple of remands, to be honest with you. That really shook my life up, like, you know what I mean? And that's when I went in the straight and narrow when I was about...
You didn't spend more than... Just to confirm, you didn't spend more than 5 years at any given time, did you?
No. 60 days was the maximum. No.
No, that's perfectly fine then. All it is, and it's horrible as well, but sometimes they'll say if you've spent more than 5 years in prison, that you might not pay out on these cases. But if anything, I think they should be paying out more because it's had such a psychological effect on people, you know.
Well, it is. There's no doubt at all, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, things like that nowadays would never happen. The support and that would be there for these kids, you know what I mean? But you'd like to think it was.
Yeah, well, that's it. And just to confirm, you don't have any kind of terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
No.
No, that's no worries. Can you just confirm your local GP surgery as well for
me? The Waverley Medical Practice.
Yeah, and what area is that?
It's in Galashiels. No, I moved out to Edinburgh.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah, no worries. Galashiels. Brilliant. So basically, all we need to do in order to get the claim processed for you now, I am just going to send you. You use WhatsApp?
I do. Yeah.
Perfect. I'm just going to send a quick message on WhatsApp. Basically, what we need from yourself is a proof of ID, so a picture of like a passport, driver's license, something like that, and also just a utility bill, like, you know, proof of address dated within the next in the last 3 months.
Yep.
If you can just get pictures of them over to me now whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to send over the form for you to sign as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So like I said, if you can just get those sent over, and whilst you're sending them, I'm just going to get the form sent over for you.
Just to that number on WhatsApp that you sent me,
Yeah, that one. I've just sent you a message on there.
Right,
yeah.
2 seconds. I'm just going and download my gas bill. Hang on.
No worries.
I actually got the gas bill on my passport.
Thank you. Just going to have a quick look. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. And is that dated within the last 3 months as well?
The gas bill is 22nd of February, date on it.
Yeah, that's perfect. No worries. We should have a few months on there then, to be fair. I'm just going to get the form sent over for you now as well, so it won't be one moment.
Yeah.
Just send it in details now. And then literally, once that's signed, we can start the investigation straight away. We will just need to give you a call back to sign one more thing tomorrow after that as well, but it should only take like 30 seconds.
Yep.
So it's richard@adampurvis.com, isn't it?
Correct.
Richard Garry. I want one moment for you.
No worries.
Yeah, brilliant. So I'm just sending this over now. I do just need to make you aware as well before we do send it. Yep. Before we discuss the case, I do just need to explain the funding options clearly. There are three ways you can proceed with a Scottish redress application.
Yep.
You can apply yourself without a solicitor.
Yep.
You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice.
Yep.
Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be a private agreement. Is that okay?
What is the agreement, mate?
So basically how it works with ourselves, it is a completely no-win, no-fee basis.
Yep.
In a successful case, it is just 20%, and that's including all the VAT as well.
20%, did you say?
20%, yeah, and 20%. That's including all VAT.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Eh? Yeah, no problem with that at all.
Perfect, not a problem. Yeah, so you should have just received a text message from me on your actual text, not on WhatsApp.
Not yet, I've not, no. I've got an email from you.
Yeah, if you just open up the email as well, that'll be fine. I'm not too sure if I put your number in wrong. Yeah, if you open up the email and just click to proceed or something like that.
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
Yeah. And then it should say start or agree and continue when you open it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to quick read it.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. On the fee, it will say 16% plus VAT, but that's just 20% anyway.
Absolutely fine, mate. Yeah. Yeah, that looks all good.
Yeah. All you've got to do then, you'll see where it says signature.
Yeah.
Literally just tap that signature and select any one of them. It don't really matter which one you do pick.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think there's just one more signature to do as well.
Hang on. I think that's it.
And it should just say finish in the top corner once you've done them.
Finish, all the fields are the same. I think that's it. Signing.
Yeah.
Seems to have gone through something.
Yeah. Did you click finish?
I did, aye. Yeah. Yeah. It's got the top signing and there's something flashing.
Yeah.
But it seems to
I think it has signed on my end now.
Right, that's good.
I think it should pop up saying that you can download a copy for yourself if you like as well.
You already have signed this document. Yeah, I've got it, mate. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah.
So if you do want to download a copy for your own records, feel free. So yeah, Richard, all I wanted to say really as well, so just one more thing that I do need to confirm. Obviously,
yep.
We do need to have somebody down as a beneficiary. So
yep.
If anything was to happen to yourself, first of all, they would receive, you know, the money.
Yeah.
But also, we will need to contact them before you get paid out, basically to confirm that you are who you say you are, and obviously you was in care at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to put down as that contact?
It had to be my wife, because both my parents are dead, so there is nobody.
Yeah. No worries. And can you just confirm her name?
Yes, Tracy Gary, without an E.
Yeah. Tracy Gary without an E?
Yeah, Tracy. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, do you know what? I thought you meant Gary without the E then.
No.
Yeah.
I gave her my name as well, mate, so I gave her all my name, don't worry.
Yeah. No, perfect. Yeah, no, that's fine. And just the best contact number for her as well?
07904. Oh, no, that's mine. Hang on. 07949.
Yeah.
750128.
Perfect. So, yeah, other than that, basically, tomorrow, I will be in touch just with... What we do now is the solicitors are going to get a form sent ready to send off to Scottish Redress. They
yep.
came back quite literally yesterday and said that they want the customer to start signing those forms that we send.
Okay.
So literally, I'll just give you a quick call to sign that one form. Once that's done, we'll be able to look into everything for you from there.
Excellent.
So obviously, thank you for your time today as well. I can appreciate, obviously, can be a little bit of a difficult subject sometimes. So thank you for taking the time to obviously run through it with me.
Yep.
Like I said, they have already started paying out for these claims as well, for these Scottish
yep.
redress claims.
Mm-hmm.
And the average refund is anywhere from £42,000 to £68,000.
Okay.
I think it usually takes around 12 months in total for the claim to be
yep.
processed. So they will be in touch in like a few months or so to let you know of any changes or anything like that, okay?
That's fine. Yep, no problem.
Perfect. No worries. Well, other than that then, you have a lovely day today and thanks for your time.
No, listen, thanks for your call. Very professional. Appreciate it, mate. All right. Take care.
No worries.
Cheers, buddy.
You have a great day.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.